Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
All right, well, while Dave's gone, what do you want to talk about?
I think that was a good one. How do you feel about slides? Are you a slide guy?
Yeah, I like a good slide.
So we talked last week.
Anything but swings.
What the hell's that? What's a swing?
Oh
my God! You were talking about like playground equipment.
Yeah.
What's your take on monkey bars? Right, bro, we talking sandals.
I legit was about to be like, bro, anything but swings.
Why would I ask you about that?
I don't know. That's just where my head went. Oh, dude.
Oh. That's staying in.
I love how I instantly realized, and it took you, once I started laughing, you're like, oh, what a moron.
I'm thinking that's like a new type of croc or something I don't know about, dude. Like, what are they doing now, dude? What are they doing now in the foot world industry?
Oh, dude.
You totally missed it.
You did. But I am a flip-flop guy. I'm not a slides guy.
We're keeping that in.
Yeah, well, let's keep. That's a good clip. It. Oh, hey, God. Clip that.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 19 of the Lazy Dog Cast.
Hey, that had some rhythm to it, dude.
Hey, I got a little
cadence. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. Got a little cadence.
Yeah, dude.
I'm Dave. This is Colin, and he is Matt. We got a good show for you today.
What's up? What's up?
We're going to start with the comment section. What we got in the comment section?
So this comes from TikTok, and it comes from a video that we posted on Colin talking about his wife cleaning his kids' fingernails.
Okay. Not
something we don't really understand
I'm
or whatever that,
on this one
that our wives do. This one's kind of funny on the comments because people, I don't think, watch the whole video. But
you just heard me talking.
Nonetheless, some of the comments on Colin's wife's cleaning his kids' fingernails.
Dude, they're going to toast me.
Jackson says, nah, fam, you just dusty.
Yup.
Gil says, YT people are weird.
White trash people are weird.
No, YT doesn't stand for that.
Oh, YT, that's
so,
WT.
So YT, yeah. If you say it fast, Whitey.
Whitey.
Yeah,
oh,
so they're calling
okay.
you white.
All right. It's like so. That's two for the culture against me.
Yeah, right. Isn't that? Little... Flurb says, go to therapy.
Yeah, dude, but hey, all my black friends, none of them bit their fingernails.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Another
bit
says...
Like I don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, another says, make your kids wash their hands once a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Once a week?
Well, yeah, she's like making fun of me because they never wash her hands.
Yeah. Somebody says, ever heard of the shower?
Yeah. Checkmate, which, dude. Yeah. I like, hear it all.
You know.
You guys don't get dirt on your fingernails, dude?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What are you doing? Like it's.
So sorry, my kids go outside and play.
Yeah.
And they have fun. They're not just playing video games.
And they don't immediately get a shower. They come inside, get a shower. No, like you're going to have some time in between. Like,
there's a pretty long back and forth between Ash and 69 Redskin God.
Okay.
That had a good little debate going on. That had nothing to do with us. Just, you know. So,
a good old side tangent.
Thanks for having that on our site. You know,
said,
we appreciate
is that.
Is
that your wife? She made a TikTok account?
Oh, yeah, Ash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that Ash, dude?
I can't read this one out loud, but I want to see Colin's reaction when he reads it. It doesn't even make sense.
These people are crazy.
It has nothing to do
why
with...
Why would you say that on the internet,
I don't know, dude. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the video.
They need to get off the internet. Insane. That person is chronically online.
Bro.
Anyway.
That's not how people... I did some dumb stuff on the internet, but that's wild, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's just like... It's not... They need to get off... They need to touch grass. You ever heard people say that? Like, touch grass?
Nah, but I like it.
It means, like, get out...
Get grounded,
dog. Out on the world and outside.
Yeah, get outside. Offline.
Ground thyself.
Get outside.
Well, I mean...
Go play some disc golf, dude.
Exactly. It just means... Stop. Like, the internet is a disease sometimes. If you... The internet can get its hooks in you and... do damage if you are on the internet too much.
Well, I saw something. Someone said one time, like, our bodies, our minds were not meant to have this much access to, like, what all is going on, whether it's news on the other side of the world, like during war times or, you know, any serious news, as well as all these TikToks and this and that. And it's just like our minds legit, like those people that just live on, like, are fried.
They're not evolved to handle the kind of dopamine and constant.
Yeah, you were worried about your cave, dude.
Oh, yeah. You never know about any of this stuff. And now the constant entertainment and all that stuff that we're getting is not good for your brain. But don't let that dissuade you from watching the Lazy Dogcast every single
that's
week.
That's 100%. Yeah. But also, imagine, bro, the guys who kicked off, like, Christopher Columbus or, like, all these other explorers.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Maybe never.
If your calculations are right, you told us you'd be back in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And then a year and a half from now, you're like, dude, is he here yet? No. Yeah. Okay, we'll keep. That's wild.
Yeah, they're
out
there.
Shoot the earth. Yeah. Shoot, the earth might be flat. I don't care. I'm just going to sail that way.
Yeah, dude.
And I think we're going to India, but.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
With this,
like,
metal device that I'm pointing at stuff and writing down things.
Yeah.
And at what point does the next guy be like, yo, I'm not, like, because, like, the explorers, they want to go. He's like, I'm not going to wait a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I need to kick off, like, right now. So he's only 6. You're like, well, we might have lost 2 great sailors.
Yeah.
Or we might be finding some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
If you want your comment featured on the comment section, remember to comment below. You don't even have to watch the whole video. Just comment.
Apparently.
That's fine.
Just get an argument.
Yeah, yeah. Comment. Argue with it. Argue
do whatever,
with us.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, share. Share that. Hit that share button.
Do it all, dude. Do it all.
Anyway.
So.
Colin's Corner.
Colin's Corner. Come on in, boys and girls.
Get cozy.
Dave and I were talking off camera, and it reminded me, back in the day, Little League, you used to have the actual names of the MLB teams.
Yeah.
Did you guys have that? Because Dave was talking, he didn't, but he knew Manhattan did. You had it?
Oh, yeah. Diamondbacks. Yeah. Like, dude, you know.
I was so jacked. I was a Braves fan when I was little. When I was the Braves, I haven't, like, twice in my life of Little League, I was the Braves, and it was so cool, dude. Because you got the shirt with your name on it. Sometimes if someone's dad, like someone's dad's concrete company, donate to... Hey, put my name on the side, and I'll put all the kids' names on their jerseys. You get one of those, dude. Oh, and then I remember, like, it was sick. Some kids, it's like my dad bought a fitted LA Dodgers hat. Well, I was the Dodgers because he's a Dodgers fan. Because he's like, this is a great excuse to just have a fitted hat. Back when, like, that was the cool thing.
Yeah.
But then I remember when I got older, like the Diamondbacks, for example, they changed their colors, or they had alternate uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
One of the teams, like, with, like, got a sponsor, like a rich parent or something, went out and bought, like, full button down Diamondback uniforms, and all the kids had fitted hats.
Wow.
And I was just like, dude, that was, like, the beginning of, like, the travel ball.
Yeah.
I was just saying, when
like,
you
that
started,
mom is for sure, but I remember just being like a kid, just be like, whoa.
Dude. I remember in baseball specifically when I was younger, if you noticed the other team had a fitted hat and matching bags, you're like, okay, this team.
We never had the matching bags,
might have to look out for this team. Yeah. Right,
the fitteds were nasty, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, dude, these guys are good.
And now it's just like standard.
Yeah.
But
now I don't like wearing fitteds. I like wearing snapbacks.
I know. I know.
Yeah, I like fitteds.
Fitteds.
I like fitteds.
Yeah. I'm all snapbacks, but yeah.
I have some fitteds, but I'm a snapback dude.
Yeah. Hat technology's come a long way too, though.
Yes. Oh yeah, dude.
Because you just had to buy your fitted hat in the exact size that you wear, like 7 1/4 or whatever it was.
Oh, I disagree with this take. You like the elastic stretchy hats that are fitted?
Yeah.
No, dude, no.
I don't like
that. If you're getting a fitted, you gotta go get
the right size.
Really?
Yeah.
I
haven't bought one of those.
It was also a deal because there was a couple different brands. Really?
All of mine are that.
New Era?
All of mine are New Era, like fitted.
Yeah.
What size is your hat?
I don't know.
Okay.
I always gotta look at it. I always gotta take it off.
Dave's making stuff up.
No, he's not.
He should know that.
What?
But also.
I should know that.
But also.
Fake news.
Okay.
Here's why he's not making it up. Because there's a couple different fits. Like Dave wears a lot of high crown, like fit, like the New Eras.
Yeah.
There's also a low crown New Era. I know this because I'm a high crown guy and I accidentally bought a Chiefs low crown.
Is that
fitted
is that
hat?
Like
it's
here?
Just like where it's like, yeah, the front, like this is like puffy.
The panel, the front panel. Yeah.
Like all of Dave's hats are pretty much like that. Like they stand up more in the front. This one's like basically like hugs on your head.
Okay.
And it looks pretty cool, but it's like, yeah. I like the other style of hat.
What do you guys think about the new, where like bills aren't really bent anymore? What do you guys think about that?
Like this?
Like there.
Like slightly, not a flat bill, but
you got
a
slight
bend.
I'm not a fan of like the straight bill that goes like way back, you know, because that's more like a skater, like, you know, Monster Energy drink type guy that wears that. But back in the day, man, like the bills were bent. You remember like having like a Coke, like to break your hat in when you first got it, wrap it around a Coke bottle or something.
I'm team how the bills are now.
Yeah, I am too. I look back at some pictures when I was like high school or at high school.
I don't like the really.
I had some really bent ones, and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. That doesn't look very good.
I wasn't in high school. I was in flat bills or when I was in high, but like there's definitely childhood pics. Where I have like a Braves hat on in several pictures, and it's just rolled, like you said, like a newspaper.
Like Sandlot.
Yo,
smallest
hat
in Smith.
That was a tight feeling back in the day, especially for guys. Like obviously getting a new pair of shoes, but like going to like Lids and getting a new hat.
Yeah, I was never a shoes guy, but I always popped in my hat storage, bro.
Oh, yeah, you got to go in there.
Every once in a while you buy a hat, you put your initials on the side.
Yeah.
You pay that extra $7 or whatever.
What does like a hat cost in like Lids now if you went in?
$35.
It's about like what it was when we were in high school or so,
like
right?
$25. 20, yeah. You know?
I didn't start wearing hats until like a few years ago. I didn't like hats. I still don't love hats. Actually.
How many hats do you own?
Now I have a lot.
Was that around the same time you started shaving your head?
100%. No, it was before that. It was before I started.
But it's like, because you were like balding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the number?
100%. So you don't like them now?
I don't
You've
wear them as
used
much.
To them.
I wear them if I haven't shaved my head for a while. I'll wear a hat.
Cause it's still like a cover.
It's sweaty and it's like
I wish we didn't have these headphones on because when I'm not out in public, I like wear my hat like this. Like I would try not to wear it as much as possible. Trish always makes fun of me because I like in the car driving.
Yeah.
She's like, fix your hat. I'm like, I just don't really want this on my head right now.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I am a hat guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do the same thing. I take it off in the car or like set it on the top because like, I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't feel 100% great.
Yeah.
So how many hats do you think you own?
I have a lot of hats actually now.
Okay, what's the number?
I don't know, 10?
But that's not that many hats.
Okay. Is it not?
No,
I don't know.
No, dude.
I probably got 10 or 12.
I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have like probably 15 or 20. And I, over like several times in my life, have gotten rid of like 20 or 30 hats at a time.
Yeah.
And still had 30 hats.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, I got a lot of hats. I guess I don't.
I'm probably on like a 5-year cycle where I'll like shed. I usually have in between 10 and 12 hats at a time, but I'll shed like 4. Or so that are just like outdated, like crappy looking, whatever.
Growing up, I remember going into like a couple kids' house and on their wall, they had clips. Like their parents put in like a clip and you put your hat bill on it so it holds nice and flat and it's on the wall. It's not going to get pressed in the closet. Yeah. And it'd just be like a wall of hats. And I'm like, oh, that's so tight. I wish my mom would
have one of those
that.
Little things you put your hat in. Like it's like a hat shaped, like, frame thing. Because how do you wash your hat? Do you throw it in like the dishwasher?
Never washed a hat in my life.
Whoa.
Some of mine need wash.
I put it in the dishwasher
but
in that little frame.
The bill.
The thing you were just talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. Put it in the thing. In the dishwasher.
Little hat holder in the dishwasher.
Oh, the hat holder.
Yeah.
I never used one. I had a lot of buddies who did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just always was afraid the bill's gonna get like too floppy. because I have a hat like that too. It's a baseball hat, fitted baseball hat, and it's been wet so many times, like me sweating in it. It's like a super floppy bill.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What is in the hat? Bill? What is
cardboard.
That?
Cardboard.
Like a thick cardboard in there?
Yeah, I think it's
cardboard. That's what it feels like.
It's like a I think it's like plastic or something now.
It used to be cardboard.
Yeah.
It sounds like cardboard.
Because it would get to a point where you're bending it and it is like had like weak spots in it.
Dude, this is still cardboard.
So
is the cardboard up here too? On the top?
No, this is not. This is just like double meshed fabric.
Oh, okay.
What else you got in Colin's Corner? Do you got more playground equipment?
No. No, that's it for Colin's Corner.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Good corner, man.
Thanks, nice. Dude. That's a good one.
That was a good corner today.
Good corner.
You're going to have to watch back and see what you missed.
We're going to go into the, so we did the movie last week. So this week we got the top five. So let's go into that right now. All right. Our top five this week is top five Back in My Days. So some nostalgia.
No, not days. Back Ooh. In my day, dude. Back it's only one day. Day.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, the phrase.
Why not back in the day?
The whole, like back in my day, this happened. Back in my day.
I know, but
happened.
I always say the day. Hey, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Either way.
Same.
This for me, I thought about this like, these aren't all necessarily positive things necessarily. These are just things I remember from back in the day.
No, right? all of mine are fun.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
No, mine are, they're not like super negative, but it's not like it's like a super positive thing either. It's just kind of the thing that I remember.
I struggled with too, because a lot of times when you hear back in my day, it's, you know, we did this better.
Yes.
Or this was better than it is now. But there was a few where I'm like, I don't know if back in my day was the best time, you know?
No, yeah. You're right. It's actually pretty much exclusively used that way.
Yeah.
I think our lists are going to be drastically different.
You never hear anybody be like, well, back in my day, smoking was terrible and we shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Back in my day, nobody says that. Nobody says it today. Well, unless they say it in a way to make it sound like they had it tougher.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll definitely use it like
walking
that.
To school both mm-hmm. ways.
Yes. Both ways. Yeah. Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically
it's
always used to make themselves look better, either tougher or like it was better than
or more fun. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the itis.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
Itis coming out.
I don't know. This is a fun. I had fun making this list, but I think our lists are going to be different.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All of mine are like lighthearted funs.
Perfect. Yeah. Then go for it.
Back in Colin's day, he peed instantly when he went to
Yeah. Call back. All right, my number five is finding the perfect CD in the CD case as your buddy's driving down the road.
Okay.
Or as you're driving and your homie is next in your seat, like, yo, bro, get in my case. You're looking for whatever CD. And he's like, oh, right. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Because like sometimes you had multiples.
Yeah.
And you'd have to like figure out like, oh, no, that one's in the trunk. It's like you'd be like, at a stoplight, yo, hop back in grab that other one right there, and that's your big one.
That's definitely the big old zipper. And you have like a huge thing of CDs, or if you were really fancy, your car had that CD changer.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
Six discs,
like in the changer. Back, and it like changed. Oh, you're rich if you had that.
Yeah,
it was a big deal.
I knew several people who dealt drugs that had those in their cars.
Yeah, this is so cool. Yeah. So they had. Pull over, get in the back.
No, but it's a six disc though. Yeah. So it changed. I remember one time we were doing that and we're like, yo, just wait till we get there, whatever. Because he would like sometimes you could like play with a shuffle too, just mm-hmm. like get back. But I'll never forget we were at a stoplight and my buddy like hit the button. And it was still playing the music while it let out like three of the discs. So it was like they had figured out that technology of like it can open while still playing because disc is underneath like the laser or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of us were just like, yo, what, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst is when you're getting into a song and it skips because the scratches on there. And it's like,
Yeah.
Get that toothpaste. On your
Dude, hit him with a toothpaste. The kids will never know, bro. Yeah. Back in my day, dog.
Yeah. I've hit that on the some games at our house.
Yeah.
To my son, he's like, "What are you doing?"
Like, don't worry.
I'm like, yeah.
Let me show you a couple of things.
All right, well, that's my number five. That's a good one. Find a CD.
My number five, speaking of games, is Blockbuster. Mm. And for me, it was games. I didn't rent movies really from Blockbuster, but I rented video games. On Fridays, me and my brother, my dad, go to Blockbuster, and we'd argue like, "Oh, let's try this one." And we'd rent the video games. It'd be, I mean, N64, PlayStation, GameCube, all of it, Xbox.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'd like take it home, like, "Oh, this game stinks." And like, we can take it back and they'll let us exchange it. Like, if you go fast enough, like,
yeah,
it's a game, not a movie.
So now you gotta convince your parents.
Yeah, go back to it. But I look forward to that every weekend. Like, what game could we get this weekend? You know, all these different games.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and really if it was an older game, you could extend, you could have an extended rental.
So, yeah, they had different,
like, the
right.
new games you couldn't.
That's right.
The new games is like only like 3 or 4 days, but if it's older game, you could play it for like 7 days.
Yes, exactly. For a whole week, exactly.
Yeah.
See, the same thing with movies. Like, the new movies you only can have for a couple of days, but then like, the older movies you can have for longer. That's right.
Well, also, you're kind of a psycho if you're like renting several new movies, like two, like, I feel like back in the, like, that, like, renting a new movie was a, it's part of our night. We're going to, on the way home, we're going to stop and get this movie and we're going to,
yeah,
yeah,
you know.
So I also had Blockbuster. Yeah. So I'm gonna keep the conversation going.
Okay.
Where back in my day, the kids don't know how good they have it to where they can walk over to a couch and a movie playing in a theater right now. They can pay money, extra money that I think is unnecessary. We've covered that.
That's right.
I won that argument, but and watch that movie. Whereas back in my day, you had to work to go get this movie. You had to go get in a car. You had to go drive up to Block. It was glorious, by the way. You drive up, lights, you see inside. Everybody's in there hopping.
That was always
you
fun.
See your friends in there.
Yeah.
The popcorn, you know? Buckets with the popcorn,
yeah,
in them.
Yeah,
exciting, man. All the candy wall. Maybe your parents are feeling generous that
maybe
night.
Maybe you're there before your friends, so you hit the arcade real quick.
Yeah.
Throw a buck into one of those machines.
And people, like, can you imagine now, like, your kid goes to watch, like, whatever the latest movie is out or whatever. I don't know, Minecraft, right?
Mm.
And in comparison to how we had to do it, we go in, that's not available. I want to go see Armageddon. It's not available. So I have to walk out because I'm not going to go home. It's Friday. We already had the mindset we're going to watch a movie. I have to go watch Deuce Bigelow instead.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see Armageddon.
Good. Which so, also is good.
So can you imagine telling your kid, like, "Hey, I know Minecraft's right there, but that's just the case for it.
Yeah.
You can't watch it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're going to have that's to go right. watch Dog Man instead."
Yeah.
And they're like, "No, we want to watch Minecraft."
But
like,
it's right there.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Like, calling down the road, he rented it, he's supposed to bring it back, because you got to go ask the guy, like, "Hey, dude, where's this at?" And they're like, "Yeah, I was checked out like a week, I was supposed to be here."
Oh, we have one on the West Side store. There's two available. Uh-huh. If you hurry down there. Oh, dude, I remember, "Dad, can't we?" "No, I'm not making this. Come on, please, please take me. It's just like four streets over." Yes, dude.
Yeah.
You know what you reminded me of when you were talking about, like, the movies is, I said, like, arcades. We used to double date and, like, go to a movie.
Yeah.
And that's, like, thinking back on it, that's when, like, chicks should start realizing that, like, boys will always be boys. Because, like, all of our friends, we just knew whoever's there first, just go to the arcade. Like, we'll meet up in the arcade because, like, you're going to be playing games.
Yeah.
You don't have a cell phone, you know, whatever. Or I guess maybe you did, but it's not like this thing. So you're playing. Then I come in. I'm like, "Oh, yo, let me hop in. Put an extra dollar in." Now these girls are pissed. They're standing there watching us play a video. It's like, you should have known from the jump, dude. We were never growing up.
Dude, we didn't have – I didn't have any arcades in Wichita. Do you see any more arcades at Blockbuster?
No, in the movies.
He's talking about movie theaters now.
Oh, theater.
Because he was talking about, like, going, like, when you see it and you get the, you know, all, like, the nostalgia of the going to the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Were you listening?
No, I must have missed that switch. Go and see it. I thought you meant, like, see the actual thing on the shelf.
But it was definitely a side tangent. I'm sorry for that, but
it was okay, man.
It was based in what you had said.
I forgot about that. They had the case and there was nothing actually in it.
That's true.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yes.
And get the thing. And you had to see if it was, sometimes that case was there and it wasn't supposed to be. And they're like, "No, we actually got that one.
Yeah.
Rent it out." Sorry about that.
Because they had the front with the actual movie case. And then behind it, they had the Blockbuster case.
Yeah.
And that if that was there, then if they that had was
there,
it.
But
there's
nothing,
there's nothing in either of those. You had to take that to the front. Like, oh, you want this? Yep. Perfect. They put the movie in the Blockbuster case.
Yeah.
Like, that thing was the actual case was always there.
Hey, right. You won the lottery too, dude. If the movie was gone and you go up to the front and you're just asking like, hey, man, just this case.
Got one back.
And you see the little drop off thing and you see somebody drop something off and you're like, dude, is that Armageddon?
Yeah. You know? That's it, dude.
I'm just throwing Armageddon. Dude, that's the only like one I can think about that came out during the time when Blockbuster was popular.
Bro, we used to argue about who gets to throw the movie in the slot.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was a really cool sister, feeling.
Oh, dude, we're like, no, you did it last time. My mom would be like, I'm going to do it. And like, she was like, no, no one needs to do it.
Yeah.
That was a thing, dude. Yeah.
That sounds like
what about rewinding? Thing. Remember, you'd get a VHS.
Be kind, rewind.
And
bro.
You wouldn't, the person before you wouldn't rewind it. You're like, come on, buddy. Like, my dad just like cussing at someone he'll never meet or know.
Yeah.
Come on, bud. You can't just. But, be courteous and rewind it for us. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Such a time, man. It's a time to be alive.
Yeah.
But that is one where I think back because we're in an interesting era, our age demo, where we saw the latter part of technology and we saw the explosion of the new stuff. But yeah, when we tell our kids one day like to watch a movie, this is what we had to do.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like,
your grandkids, dude, mind blown.
Dude, what, were you on a wagon, dude, to get there? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, station.
That what hey, was that for you?
Huh?
What number was that on your list?
I just moved it to for convenience, but
yeah.
You know. What was it originally?
Like two or something.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Honestly, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right.
So that's five. Both of our fives.
Five.
Okay. Blockbuster or you know.
Yeah.
Remember Dylan's? Dylan's even had one.
Dylan's
had one.
Dylan's got in the game, man.
Yeah. They had a little one. They had a little one in Dylan's, a little rental store. It actually wasn't even little. It was pretty big. It was
what was the
size
Hollywood
of
Video?
Hollywood Video. Yeah. That was on Central. Over
They were the other. I think they were like national.
Yep. Yeah. And then Hastings came on late and they were like a massive bookstore slash everything. It was Blockbuster. Plus books and everything else.
There was one in Wichita, but there was one in Manhattan.
I don't remember Hastings. I know we had Family Video, which is like a local place here.
No, dude. Hastings is like Barnes & Noble.
Combined with a...
With a Blockbuster.
But it was huge.
With a coffee shop.
It was a big box store.
It wasn't
like a little store. It was a
that
big
sounds cool.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Cool.
All right. My number four. Catching foul balls at baseball games. That doesn't really happen that as often anymore. Because they have those nets up. I don't know about the pros, but like minor leagues, they're all the way through. Like my kids will bring their glove with them. Like, want to catch a foul ball? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. And then I get there. I'm like, oh, I forgot. It has to be the perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like the line drives. I remember like when we were not sitting behind the net, my dad's like, yo, we can talk, but we all have to watch the game. Like, we can all talk, but we have to be watching because a line drive can come knock our teeth out.
That's a crazy one that I feel like it took way too long for them to figure that out. Because nets were invented.
Back well, they had it. Like, they could have just extended it easily.
They could have put the nets out in, like,
it's
the
like
60s.
It's like a hockey rink only having the glass behind the goal.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this is a dangerous spot. It's like, actually, no, these guys are throwing 90s and the ball's coming off at 100 right there down the first base line.
Death.
Or like also like the Jumbotron heroes that would reach out and like catch it, like ESPN top 10, it'd be like a line drive right at some kid's face and you just palm it and would like, you'll never get that either.
I do gotta add, dude, no matter how many times I'm at a sports event, like baseball, and they have those nets that cover all the bleachers and stuff, which awesome that they're doing that now too. No matter how many times I've been there and I know the net's there, hit the ball up, you know, heads up. And you're like, I'm standing under this massive net.
Yeah.
But it's just like ingrained into me.
I've seen you do that.
That. Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm not saying I do. I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if I mean, you still can't catch a foul ball.
But you don't go outside. So,
what
was you gonna say? But
you still can catch a foul ball.
I'm just saying it happens way less.
Okay. Yeah, and it makes sense. Yeah, somebody gets hit in the face with a bat or something. Like it's happened before.
Yep.
And it's like, sorry, you guys.
You're encouraged.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Net would have fixed this.
Yeah, and they did. So
you're encouraged to catch foul balls at St. Bananas
games.
That's
true.
Yeah.
You still catch homers.
That rule is still one of the coolest to me.
That is pretty cool.
That's sick.
I like that.
All right. Nice. My number four was kind of spoiled a second ago, but it's fine. And it's rewinding. Rewindy VHS tapes. Yeah. I had that. It's exactly right. This isn't necessarily a positive memory, but it's a. I remember this being a factor of my life, where you know, like I want to watch a movie and my brother didn't rewind it, and I'm like freaking put it in there, and like the VHSs that the older ones would take forever. Yeah. Or we might have an external one. Remember the external rewinders?
I was going to say, yes, dude, I do remember
those
that.
Those are way quicker.
Yes.
And we never had one, but I remember. Yes.
So like fast.
Moving.
And you hold it down kind of?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You can, yeah. Yes, exactly. You can like,
and then
push
it, would,
it
like,
down.
Pop mm-hmm. up when it was done, like a toaster almost. Yep. Like.
Dude.
But it would,
we never had one, but I was like, dude, those are sick.
But if you put it in your regular VCR, it would like wear it out. Or I guess that's what the sales pitch was from the external rewinder. Like,
no.
It would take longer. I did remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what is it? Yeah. Why would, I guess it's all speed.
Yeah.
But also like I get so mad at my kids. They're watching a Netflix movie or whatever. Mm. They like a scene. They'll rewind it and watch it like three or four times sometimes. Mm. And like eventually like we're like, all right, knock it off. Just continue watching. I did that.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, because you're like sitting there watching the movie in reverse, super fast. Like, Dad, can we watch it again?
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, yeah, dude, that was hilarious. We'd start it and watch that scene and then keep going and rewinding it.
See, that's one of those terms that we still use, even though it's not applicable anymore.
Rewind.
Right. A rewind it is you're winding the tape. Oh. You're rewinding it, literally.
Yeah.
Right. But now you don't. We still use that same terminology.
Yeah, like hang up the phone.
Hang up, dial, roll up your windows, things like that are old, are terms that we still use that same term, but it doesn't apply actually.
What do you rewind?
Film, like we're filming right now.
Yeah, rewind that. Yeah.
I guess, what else would you say? Backtrack the video?
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, go back in time. Fast forward is still applicable because you're just going forward faster, right? Yeah. That makes sense, but.
Back fast. That doesn't even.
Back up. Can you back up a little bit? I don't know. But anyway.
Back up, Tara.
I still remember that.
Back up, Tara.
But again, reverse. You be kind of rewind. If you're going to return the film, you got to rewind it.
Yeah.
Like even though I'm sure they had like industrial grade rewinders at Blockbuster.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I remember my dad being like.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Why can't they catch these guys? Like, he would be so irate. He's like, if the guy turned it in and I tell him I got it from me and he got it from this guy, then this guy's the guy who did.
And you could tell if it was.
We'd just be sitting there eating popcorn like,
yeah, you
I don't
look
know.
At it. You could look at it and see the film. Yeah. It was on which side it was on.
Man. Yep.
I'm back in time right now, man.
Yeah, I love this one.
I think he's got to take that up with the Blockbuster because they should rewind it.
Yeah.
Right? That's their job.
Part of the service.
Yeah.
Hey, they missed out. They could have saved themselves $1 a month upcharge for rewind services.
Oh, like if they got one back and it was not rewound, they would have to charge you or what?
Oh, I was thinking, no, yeah, that could work. I was thinking, I'm the consumer. I never want to rewind a video. So I'm paying $2 a month or $1 a month to make sure you will pull it out and you will put it in your wine system no matter what, and it'll be rewound for me. It's just like an extra service line, basically.
Like before they, but when would that happen?
Like I find the movie, I bring it up, and I'm like, I want to rent this out. Like, oh, you're one of our preferred members.
So they would check.
Take it out.
They would check.
Oh, it's already rewound, sir. Have a good one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if it's not, they do it right there.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's fair.
I'd have paid. I'm sure Mike would have paid for
yeah,
it for
he
sure, dude.
On that thing. That's funny.
That's good.
So yeah, that's just the thing that doesn't exist anymore. Right, like
I like it.
It's just start over. You can just start it over immediately. It's digital. Yeah. So
pick back up right where you left off.
Yeah,
which you could on a tape,
but also you got to deal with buffering now.
Sure.
Back in the day, you if you had it, you had it.
Yeah. That's true. There's no buffering, but then there's the tape that wore out, and there you get the little like weird like lines and stuff that would show up,
and the graphics were terrible
and not HD. I mean, not even close to HD.
It's me like and Emmett,
3 pixels.
We were just out of town on a
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, we were out of town on a basketball tournament, and me and Emmett pulled up ESPN Classic on the hotel TV, and it was like the I think it was a '98. I'm gonna get roasted on here maybe, but it was when the Bulls played the Jazz.
Okay.
I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, right. It's close.
Anyway, 90s. I'll get that one right.
Late 90s.
But I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, this is sick. And I'm like, I can't even see anybody's face because of the pixelation and stuff. Like when they zoomed in, you could see it really good. But out, like on the court span, I'm like, I can't tell any details going on here. Like this sucks. Like I feel like I'm watching this through like a glass jar or something. 100.
You couldn't even see the one thing that you're forgetting in those old sports. The score wasn't on the TV.
Yeah, so
the
I kept
score
getting,
and the time weren't on there. They would flash it every once in a while to tell you.
That's
but it
true.
Wasn't constantly. There was not that overlay graphics like there is now.
I remember that in football, being like, how much time we got? How much time?
Football would be the worst because you're like the down.
Yeah,
yeah.
The timeouts.
2 minute drive.
You don't know any of that.
Yeah, he kept asking me like every second, like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Dude, this game was on 25 years ago, man. I don't know what the score is." And he's like, "Well,
that's funny."
Yeah, and it was like all the stuff we're used to now or whatever.
I didn't think about that.
He's like, how many points does Jordan have now? It should be on the bottom of this. I'm like,
dude, they didn't do that.
I'm like, son,
they would do that at halftime, son. They'll show it at halftime. They'll compile the stats and run it upstairs.
He's asking me so many questions I don't have answers to. So
that's fun. That's a fun one.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my number four. It's not a good or bad, really. It was a fact of life. It was just rewinding your VHS tapes.
Yep.
All right. So my number four is back in my day, youth sports were a lot different than today.
Yep.
That's funny. Yeah. That's interesting.
A lot different.
Way different.
So back in my day, we all played multiple sports for the most part. We all went into one season, played a sport. We went into the next season, we played a different sport. And we didn't touch the other sport until it was that season again.
Pretty much.
For better or for worse, there was no like winter practices and there was no like fall ball this.
You had some psycho dads that were like throwing at kids in the basement, but like that was very few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just like you go into one sport and it goes into the next and then you just rinse and repeat and you play a couple of tournaments here or there, whatever. Now it's like you're 8 years old. You better figure out what sport you want to play because you're only playing one.
Yeah.
And we don't have to go super far into that. I think you guys kind of agree. It's just crazy. Like, I think it's fine if a kid's just like, hey, I only like this one sport. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
But it's like that pressure of like, hey, if you want to be good at like three sports, you can't because you have to pick the one.
Right.
It's because so you don't have enough time.
You can't compete.
It's so dumb.
And you can't compete either. If you're doing all of them, right? And there's some guys who are just studs and they're just bigger and stronger and faster than everybody. So they're just good at whatever they play. But like, if you're not that guy, you can't compete. If you want to pay any kind of competitive at all, if you want to be competitive at all, it's not just YMCA rec league.
Yeah.
If it's not that, you better be grinding because everyone is good.
Yeah.
Really early.
Yeah.
Everyone is good early now.
Because we're basketball guys and baseball guys here in this room. You know, like those are both two sports that are perfect examples of you got to get a million reps in. And if you're a kid who got 200 reps in shooting or hitting, and you're going up against this kid who's been for the past 6 months has got 2,000 reps in.
Yeah.
You step on the court, it's, you're already like,
I think the sweet spot is two sports.
I'm fine with that.
Like my son plays football and baseball.
Yeah.
Like baseball and basketball is less ideal because they're like back to back.
Yeah.
But like football and like that's the sweet spot for me right now because once baseball's done, we can train for football hard, like by ourselves.
Yeah.
In our front yard, backyard, whatever, for a couple months before football season. And then football season's over. We can do the same thing. We can go to the batting cages. We can do all that like indoor stuff. But so he's still getting extra reps so he can still stay competitive. But he's not like the kids who play year round any sport are far and away better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like I'm okay with like that's a sacrifice I'll make for my kid. I'm not going to give him the option.
Yeah.
But
and I'm not saying
it does work. It works, you know?
And I'm not saying I don't
I mean, how could
partake in these things because I do. Obviously, my son plays basketball 8 months out of the year. But it's just crazy.
Damn, like, that's a long time. It's just
crazy the commitment level and what everybody's in now. Like this, I mean, you basically gotta keep up or get left behind.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not even playing that much, and there's teams out there that are smoking us.
Yeah,
we're out here working, and they're crushing us still.
Yeah,
so this is like, oh my gosh, like these kids just breathe basketball.
Yeah,
that's all they do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So
it was a lot different. It was a lot different. So much back more casual, in the day, man.
More, yeah.
It was better. It was better back then.
I agree.
I think it was better for kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know where it's going to lead to now and burnout. And they talk about, you know,
right,
injuries such as like NBA and stuff with Achilles tears.
But also, like, I think because of it, we're going to get to see some freaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're already seeing it. Already, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's, I think we're scratching the surface.
Yeah.
I mean, you see Cooper Flagg, who is freaking what, 17?
Yeah.
He went to college and then he's in the NBA, 17 years old. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's crazy, you know?
Right.
Yeah. No, I think the professional game, obviously it's improved since we were kids.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better.
Right.
But,
obviously.
And it's because of the commitment level now at the youth sports age, but it's just,
kids, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to try to do my best not to get caught up in it and right. So come out this other side with still a good,
yeah,
you know, good, wow. Good
gotta,
kids.
Got to
good...
keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my number that's four.
I like it. All right. My number three, turning on the TV guide and your channel is right there in front of you. It's like I'm talking about you'd go to like channel 19 or channel 3 or whatever, you know, it was always ever 3 or 19 for me. And you click, you're on the guide, and it's scrolling up, and you wanted to see, you know, channel 57, and you see it, and you're like, it's right there in the middle of the screen, like, tight. And it's a show you like, and you flip straight to it, you type in 57 on the remote, and boom, you're watching the show you were hoping to watch without any delay.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's made me happy thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old scroll TV guide. This is the one that... scrolled by itself. You didn't up and down. No.
It was on a, you know, from top to bottom, it would take a thing 10 seconds. So you had 10 seconds to figure out what you're watching on that set, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was the money.
Yeah, it's something their kids will never understand now.
No.
I mean, you're still flipping through Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
But you still got, I mean, it's
I've talked about it on here. Like my kids have experienced it once.
Yeah.
Yep. That was one of my times of getting older was that your kids don't understand TV, live TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all agree. I mean, but it's just, that was a great one back in the day.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. My number three is class directories. Do you guys have these?
What?
So from the school put out a directory, like with all of the students and all the classes, their phone numbers. And they get one out every single year.
In high school?
No, middle. It was elementary school. This is really young. So I remember my buddy. He's probably, you might be watching. My buddy Robbie, my buddy Alex. I couldn't remember their number, so I'd like have their name highlighted.
I do remember.
Get out of the directory, highlight it. You know, have the number. Call. You know, hey, is Robbie there?
Hey, Mr. Johnson. Is Robbie there?
Yep. You know,
At first I wasn't with you, but I remember, dude, that, yes.
I bookmarked my class's page because it was by class. It was, every class had their own page and it was apolitical, like Hudson.
Yeah, dude.
Boop. I highlight this one, and then my other friend was in the other class, so I highlight. And I just remember that every year I get it, and I'd be like.
I would do the same thing, except we would tab grades.
Because
I was like a fifth grader. My sister was a seventh grader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and she would do the same thing.
Yep.
So like we knew, and like. If you want to like get snarky with your sister, you like take the sticky note out so she can't find it right away and put it back, you know, throw it away. She call in. I know you did, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was. I remember you look like you didn't do this. Yeah.
You didn't do this.
No,
you didn't do this.
I don't think we had these. I don't remember them at all.
Maybe no one called you. Are you swallowing this?
No, this does segue into my next one.
That's all right. Over there, USD 2009. Well,
hey, that was salty. Was that your number three?
That's number three.
I like that.
The old school classroom directories.
Let's roll into
this. This segues right into mine, though.
To your three.
Where my number three is you had to work so much harder to communicate with your friends or even like a girl that you liked.
yeah, you know,
elementary school, middle school,
passing
whatever.
Notes, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But
the passing period, that yeah. was always. I mean, a that ballsy
was
one.
That was Instagram and Snapchat in real life, right? Passing notes in class.
Dang, dude, I forgot about passing notes.
Yeah,
you had to trust the person, like Nancy. Do not read it. This is only for Lori.
Yeah.
I promise.
You better be careful what you put on there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, dude.
Writing poems and stuff. Like,
oh,
this,
all
this
the
stupidest
cheesy stuff, dude.
But, no, like, you had to call. So, now, like, kids kids have phones way earlier and, like, texts yeah. and, like, all this stuff. But, like, in our day, like, if I wanted to hang out with you, I would have to call your house. And most of the time, your dad or mom would pick up. You'd hope like the mom picks up. You're like, please don't let the dad pick up. Right?
Yeah.
The dad or the older sister. You That's don't want right. either of the two because there's a good chance you're getting hung up on, or you know, you'd be like, hey, is Colin available? You're like, hold on, who's this?
Yeah.
You're like, yep.
This is Matt. I've been over to your house like 8 times.
Yeah.
Are you that kid in class? You that skinny one? Yeah. I don't know. Sure, man. All right, hold on. And then you hear like they try to cover up the phone,
yeah.
you know, but it's
yeah.
like, hey, Colin, your dumbass friends. Okay.
Yep, dude. I remember all of this. Right?
Or if the older sister would just hang up. It like you yeah. don't even get the courtesy.
Or you're like, oh yeah, the older sister answers the phone like, yeah. Lori, your boyfriend's on the phone. You're like, no.
Yeah. yeah.
And now the dad's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And you go through all of this, right? Just so that you finally get on the phone and you're like, hey, you want to go ride bikes at the park?
Yeah.
Like,
all right, yeah, I'll meet you over there in a minute. Bang. Yeah. That's it. And the worst part about that too was if you go further and you're calling like a girl, right? In like middle school or something that you have a crush on, and you had to talk to her dad, like on the phone. Like that's already nerve-wracking enough, like calling a girl.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting like nervous right now thinking about it. Because you don't know what you're gonna say or do.
Yeah.
And dude. You instantly get her dad on the phone. It's like, man.
What about practicing how to answer? Like, I remember my dad being like, before you pick up, or like at some point, it was like, hi, Mr. So and so. This is Colin McEntee. Is da 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 there?
That's
like
clutch.
He, like, yeah, like he, like, so then that way, if you froze up, you're okay. The other thing this made me think of is my grandma took me to several dates because if your parents say no, I would just go to my grandma's house. And run the same game. And like, grandma, can you drop me off at the movies at 2?
Yeah.
Because there was no, like, let me see your phone, or the parents have access to your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they could read your text. Like,
yeah, that's
they
true.
They just didn't know, like, I just hang up, and, like, my mom said no. Call my grandma. Hey, call me back in 3 minutes. Yeah. I literally would do this.
Yeah.
Call me back in 3 minutes and say, like, you want me to spend the night. She'd be like, okay. Oh, and my mom obviously would shit me off, dude.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my house for the night.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, yo, grandma, can you take me to the movies at 8? She's like, yeah, of course. Dude, ran that game a couple times.
Yeah, I remember
dude.
That, man. Or like, I had older sister, so I keep going back to that. Is your sister older or younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's older.
Older. Yeah. So she'd be on the phone.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Way older, yeah. too, dude.
Mine's 5 years older than me. So she'd be on the phone talking to her boyfriend and stuff, and like my friends couldn't get a hold of me or whatever, and I'd be like, "Hey, my friend's supposed to call me at 2."
Because it's beeping in,
yeah,
it's beeping in,
yeah, just ignoring it.
But she, yeah,
just ignoring
dude.
It because she's talking to stupid Derek or
hold
whoever
on,
his
and
name
hit
was.
Pound real quick,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
dude.
And then she would even like, "Hey, hold on, I'm gonna get another call." No, yeah, he's here. Okay, No, for sure. I'll tell him. And I'm over there like,
What'd he say?
It's like,
is he down? Is he down?
Yeah. Like,
is he down?
Yeah. She's like, shut up. They're going to come pick you up and you're going to go swimming. I'm like, let's go. Yeah, dude, you know,
that is, you literally painted a picture that I've funny. Lived, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about memory lane.
And now none of that has to happen.
Never ever.
At all. Like, it's just, that's all.
Never ever.
What, call waiting? Was that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what, it was,
what is
you
that?
Pay extra
in,
for that.
But a lot of times it'd beep in. It like, and you like, you know, you got four. And if you had a super tight phone, you could run down to where the home phone charging station was and it would read who's calling in.
Oh.
Like if you had caller ID.
Like awesome. I had it on the screen.
Right. Well, I remember the first time we had it, like we got that thing. And we're like, yo, Dad.
Yeah.
It's Alan's on the other line. He's like, oh, Alan? Hey, hold on one second, Bob. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, I'm on the other line. I'll call you right back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Bob. And then you accidentally hang up on the other guy.
Yeah.
And he's just cussing at, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
How it was, that was, that's wild.
So I definitely had it with my friends. I was not, when I was getting into the dating scene, it was past this, so I never had that situation where I had to call.
Oh no,
somebody's.
I called people's parents.
I did too.
My girlfriend's dad. That never happened. Yeah. It's always directly to them. By the time I got into the game,
yeah.
How about picking up your prom date or like some date? You know, and like you're taking them to where the group photo is, or you're taking them to dinner with the group. Like we always went in a group.
Yeah,
but you still like you're meeting at someone's house, or you're picking this chick up to go to that person's house, and you got to talk to the dad. You're just like, oh, you're calling McAtee, huh?
Yeah.
Heard a lot about you, son. You're like, oh, they're all lies, sir. You know, he's like,
yeah.
I knew your dad. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You just got to be an expert at the small time.
Yeah,
I was not at the time.
Yes, I just yes, no.
Just, yeah.
I could just see you. Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The mom comes in. Oh, didn't know you had an older sister.
Oh,
yeah.
Hit him with that.
There you go. That's a good one. That's a good
so
one.
Yeah, like that takes me back, and that was just, you know, kids, they don't have to work at all to communicate.
You just talked about like didn't have an older sister. I instantly went, like raised my like that's the face I would do. I'd be like, I watched a video today. Like this nurse walks by, and this guy who's like on anesthesia is like blown out of his mind. Sees like the nurse and looks at his buddy with the camera. And goes, and I got to realize, and I saw Idris Elba do it. That's like the universal sign of guys of like, she's cute. Or like, hey,
what
hey,
do you think?
Yeah. Did you see what I saw?
Yeah.
Like everyone does it, dude. Just, hey. Or you have done it at some point in your life and no one said, this is what you do.
Yeah.
You just automatically like, hey.
Yeah. For me, that was 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And I hope I got my math right on that.
Calculate how old
I've only done it to one person now in the last 18
person,
years.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess I'll wither away. I'm just fine by myself. Sorry.
Yeah.
So that was your number three?
No, yep. If you go, I'm like,
No. What are you even talking about?
Hey, babe, see, that's the thing he does.
Yeah, he did it.
I told you. He did it.
He did it.
He did it.
Put him in jail.
As I'm getting ripped, you're just like, hey.
That's the thing he does.
Like, let's get out of here, babe.
Yeah. But seriously,
let's get out of
here. Yeah.
But you look back like, seriously.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, can you believe him? God.
You set up an emoji that's like, the little smiley face. It's like,
from your burner phone. Get your burner phone out from under the vent.
That's funny, dude.
All right. Sorry. You got
no, that was good.
Here's your number two. Number two, Colin.
My number two. Oh, dog. You guys are gonna like this one, you basketballers. Watching the new N1 mixtape drops.
Oh yeah.
Dude. My buddy had an older brother who was like super into basketball, and I didn't, you know me, never cared about basketball, never played it. These N1 mixtapes, dude, with Spider, Cadillac, The Professor, you name them all, and they just got, every year got better and better, and it was like a documentary, but, oh, dog.
Yeah.
And we go to his house, and his brother would be cool that night and let us watch it. Oh, it was the best, dude.
That like bus. I'm just picturing the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing that thing you know, with the actual bus they're on, but they're pulling up and like them to getting off of it. And like, this is so cool. Dude, I can picture in my head, they're walking onto the courts.
And they have runs all day so you could play those guys.
Yeah.
And the dude's on the court with you yelling at you.
Yeah.
Like the guy with the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I told you guys this story, but it was like a couple months back. So I was at the Lord's Diner doing the Lord's work, you know. But now this dude was commenting on my hat, and it was a Savannah Bananas hat. And I was kind of, he's like, what is that? And I'm telling him, and I was like, yeah, kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, you know what's better than the Globetrotters? That and one. He's like, but you probably don't know about that though.
Oh, you caught him with it.
I don't know if he was hit me. I don't know why he.
Because you were white?
It was YT again.
Yeah. I thought he was unk. I thought you were young.
But dude, it was a great moment because I'm like, brother, not only did I not know about
like, the professor's
that,
my favorite player. Yeah. The only white guy.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, no, the helicopter. Who was, yeah. But yeah, I'm like, we were talking about it for a while and stuff. But yeah, he's like trying to, you know, and one, I'm like, my guy.
Yeah.
I was entrenched in that.
Dude, Spider was dope.
Yeah.
He was sick. I think he was my favorite.
Escalade
was tight too.
I think he passed away, right?
I don't know. Yeah. Who was the big Jack guy that like never did anything really, but like he got rebounds and was like, he was like the Shaq, but he was yoked up and like, only like 6'5", 6'6".
I don't remember. But it was, did you ever watch M1?
No, I didn't.
Dang.
That's a miss.
You're the baller in the room, dude.
I did have the shirts. You guys ever have the shirts? Uh-huh. M1
yeah,
shirts?
Yeah.
They had like the basketball player, like it was
with
ripped.
No face.
With no face, yes. Oops. Yeah. And then he, but
it had
there's
like
always
sayings
like a
on
saying.
It.
It was like, I remember I had one that said, let me think, should I bring the thunder or let it rain? Or there's always like some kind of smack talk setting. Uh-huh. It's
like a long thing.
You know what else I appreciated about the N1 like shirts is they always had matching shorts to go with it.
Yeah.
So you never.
Baggy.
Exactly.
You never. Matching. Like I remember like trying to put my fits together because I like fashion. I'd be like, man, I wish I had these shorts or that shorts. N1 was always like, mom. We gotta buy the set.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're right. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
You're right. I agree with that.
Yeah. That was a time.
The shirts and the shoes, but I didn't really watch. I actually didn't even watch the actual.
And then as time goes on, you just see a bunch of like middle-aged dads with N1 shirts put their cutoffs and that's what they mow in.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, hey, yo, real recognizes real, dude. Like, you
it's almost sad too, though, because like N1 is still a brand and it was bought by somebody. Like, if you watch the documentary, I think it was on Netflix. It was awesome. If you haven't, I recommend you go do it.
I have watched it, I think.
But it's almost sad because you see it in Walmart and stuff now, and you're just like, oh, man, that's not what it was.
Man, whatever, dude.
You know? But
we can go on for days. That was my number two, and one mixtape.
Yep.
Yeah, it came out in 93 was the...
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Big pun forever.
I think I might have been a little young when it really hit its peak.
Mm.
But...
I think it's I don't know, it's 93. That seems early.
That's when the brand came out. I don't know the mixtapes.
When the mixtapes,
But I didn't want to do it. I was like, I probably looked for it.
Yeah,
more,
we're
but
good.
I looked
we got it.
Yeah.
So that's your number two. Nice. Yep. My number two is TV show marathons. TV show marathons.
Like, dude, it was the
OG binge, right? Now you do that for every show. You just binge it. You can just watch it as much as you want.
And I binged.
Yeah, but back then when it was like whatever show you liked, and it was like, this Saturday starting at 10 is going to be whatever.
That 70s show.
SpongeBob or whatever it was that you like to watch.
That 70s show.
And it's going to be on for like 6 hours in a row or, you know what I mean? Eight hours dude. back to back. I was like, Yes. It was an event for me. Like if it was the show that I liked, I was like, I'm tuning in and watching the whole. I'm just sitting here and watching it because that wasn't the thing you could do. Like now, again, you take that for granted.
It was
so
cool
because you could do that with any show.
Yeah,
at any time you can do a equivalent of a marathon anytime you want to. Right? If it's another show, you want to watch another one? Great, you can watch another one.
100%.
Back then, it was not. It was only on like once, a couple times a day, maybe. But when it was a marathon, felt great. Get on there, you just sit.
What's
back.
Your favorite marathon show?
I don't know. I don't think I have a
just
a
gun to your head.
One.
Just like.
What
would you love? Maybe not your favorite. Like one of the ones you loved.
Back in the day, it was SpongeBob. But that's because I was a big SpongeBob fan.
Yeah.
So like it would be SpongeBob or Fairly Odd Parents or even like Rocket Power or something or even like Hey Arnold.
I think one of my
I would just watch all of them.
I would say all that.
All that, yeah.
They put
all
on
that,
all the episodes.
All that, I always wanted more of it. So yeah, when they had yeah. the, yeah, you're right.
Because it's like Saturday Night Live for kids. Yeah. But, so like you wouldn't always see all of it for whatever reason. I guess I'm thinking back on it now. And yeah, then playing like every episode back to back, you're like, oh, this is tight. Because this is random skits. That you don't
100%.
They're not in sequence.
100%. Yeah, I was a That 70s Show guy.
That 70s Show is good.
I would love those marathons.
Yeah.
Kitty and Red.
But I haven't thought about that in so long, but yeah, you're so
that's
right.
Fun. Yeah, no. Because you hit the mark on that one, my dude.
Yeah, because again, now you just, every day you can marathon it. If you want.
I binge every day.
Yeah.
I binge every day.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, number two, TV show marathons.
Nice. All right, so my number two. So if you want to know what music or particular song or artist is like the most popular right now, you go on iTunes, top of the charts, Amazon, any other streamings. Back in my day, for you to know who was the biggest song and artist in the world, you had to turn into a little thing called TRL.
Yep, yep. I remember they did have like Billboard Top 40 radio shows they go through based on like whatever TRL rated them. Yes.
But TRL was the truth, man. And I remember tuning into it and specifically going on there and, you know, you get introduced to new artists and like it was so random because they had like, they would go from like Korn, Freak on a Leash to Tom Green's The Bum Song to Backstreet Boys,
Carson Daly, right?
Yeah, Carson Daly. I did find out though that recently, so the premise was Total Request Live. So it's people calling in requesting their favorite songs and that would be the top 10.
Ah, okay.
Right? And that's how like these like Miami rappers would get like got found because like they just have all their homies like ask for Pitbull, ask for Pitbull, ask for Pitbull.
Yeah.
And then he gets a song on and everyone's like, oh, who's that guy? Yeah,
so
dude.
I found out some of these shows are actually like pre-recorded and stuff and they would have artists like on the shows or whatever. And so they'd have to have like their new song or whatever was on there to make it make sense. So they deviated from the actual whoever called in for Christina Aguilera's song was supposed to be number three. But, you know, Juvenile was in the studio that day.
Yeah. So boom.
So his song was at number three because it made more sense for the narrative of the show, which in reality, it's like, we actually believed that was true.
It's like I don't care.
It doesn't diminish it at all because it was just like, and you know, everybody was hyped to go because I would. Yeah. It's one of those few shows you had the older sister that I could watch with my older sister, and we both agreed on.
You know what's funny is like, yes, I did do that with my older sister, except I was always upset when it was like Carson Daly talking or like talking to fans or like the rappers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I only wanted to watch music videos.
Yeah.
And my sister would prefer to watch more of the interview. So it was like we both were pissed when our other time was on, but we were cool with it because we're like, this is tight.
Or they'd be talking like what guest is going to be in studio tomorrow. They'd be like, Jennifer Lopez is going to be here.
Yeah. How about finding a new song on TRL that's a banger and then taking it to school the next day?
Like,
have you guys heard of this or whatever?
Because like, they missed
that?
The episode.
Yeah, and you're like, bro.
Or their parents.
You got to get on this. Like, you got to put, I'm putting you on game right now. And now you're the cool guy that knows all about music. Yeah.
Or the kids who like parents didn't allow them to watch TRL.
Yeah.
And then they had to pretend like they were watching it and stuff. We're like, no. Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, stop it.
they try to search it on YouTube. Like, or not, I guess.
What is that?
It
wouldn't be. Well, they'd have the internet though.
Yeah. But
they search through everyone's MySpace page, like where you had your top five songs. Maybe you try. I don't know how you would find it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you just word of mouth.
That's funny.
It's just something that was swept the nation and that will never be a thing again. Because now
that's crazy.
Now, I mean, you can instantly go onto YouTube and see if somebody's got 2 million views on the video.
That's the thing. Like, because everything, it just makes you think that the kind of a similar idea of our two picks of. The reason that marathon was so cool because it was only a one-time thing. The reason like this was so cool is because like you couldn't get stuff on demand. Now everything in the world pretty much is on demand.
Yeah.
As soon as you want it, you can have it now. There's nothing preventing you from having it.
Yeah.
But, like if I wanted to listen to a certain song.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections
Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Back in the day, it's like, it came on the radio. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me turn it up, because yeah. I might not hear this song for another 4 days because it just happened to be on.
Especially
speaking of that, I was just when you as you were talking, I was thinking. Then you said radio. I remember being in the car with like my dad specifically. I did it with my mom too. Driving and like they're listening like top 10 episodes, and they know number one is such and such song because it's been on the Billboard charts for whatever. And we're like in the parking lot. And we just sit there and keep the car on and listen to the commercials so we can hear that song. And like we just jam out.
Yeah.
And it'd be great. It's like, all right, let's go. And you get down, you go do whatever you're going to do in the store.
Get down.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But I mean, like, did you guys' parents ever do that? Like, I remember vividly doing that.
I don't know.
Because it was so cool. It was like, this is the song.
Maybe not specifically, but yeah, if a song was on, pretty much, it was on, I'm like, I want to hear the end of this song. Because, I'd be another 6 days before I hear the song again.
Yeah.
You know, I might not.
But you brought up such a good point because I didn't think about in doing all this stuff is songs. You could go buy a CD or soundtrack or whatever, and listen to that whenever you wanted. But music videos, there was no YouTube at that time. True. So you only could go to...
And music videos were a big deal, dude.
They spent a lot of money and effort into it, which they kind of do still now, but it's not as important.
But also, okay, do you remember the R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet series he did?
Yes. Not,
which, I mean, looking back on it now, we should have known some things. But like I remember like people were blown away. It's like, dude, this is a mini movie.
Yeah.
R. Kelly's a genius. Yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the music videos is beautiful.
Specific time era, like I can, all these music videos, I can just like close my eyes and see them like NSYNCs, you know, they're like the puppet dolls or whatever. Obviously Backstreet Boys, like I said, Korn, Limp Bizkit, all these dudes, man. Like,
how about the first time you listened to Papa Roach and and Jay-Z where they collaborated? Cut my life into pieces. Or no, that's just Papa Roach. Was it Papa Roach?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. And Jay-Z, Linkin Park.
Their
Linkin
collab. Park, yes. That was a cool collab.
That's who I meant.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my number two. Dude,
I love how we're taking these strolls. This is like good. This might be my favorite one of all time.
Down memory lane.
This is great. I love this.
Kids these days don't get it.
I love it.
They don't
get it.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
My number one, dude, I'm very, I'm liking a lot of your guys' lists. This number one might be a gold tier Hall of Fame status.
Okay.
Looking through the East Bay catalog. Dude, that's how funny. Awesome when you got the mail, your mom got the mail and she's like, here, Colin. Dude, yeah. I would read through that thing cover to cover 800 times.
I just remember the color. It was so much color. I mean, there's so much colorful things on every page, and they had like multiple colors. Like, here's the shoe. Like, eight different colors of it. Here's the jerseys and eight different colors of it. I remember that, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, they got white toes this year with yes, dude. Dad, look at this. This is, he's like, yeah, I don't care, dude. Yeah. Oh, I used to love it, dude.
That's cool. I didn't look at it at home, but it was always in the locker room. Like, it was always like,
didn't have it at home?
Nah, it was always in the locker room. Somebody had it, and it was passed around. I would look at it in the locker room and be like, oh, this is tight. Like, cool.
It rested always, on my toilet.
I remember always looking at the jerseys and thinking, like, how sick some of these jerseys are and envision, like, whatever my team was, logo and stuff on there. And then the disappointment of like every year, none of our jerseys stacked up to anything in East Bay. And you didn't even give the hints to your coach, like, hey, man, right there. My dad was one of my coaches too.
It was remember like, they had dad. Numbers? It was like EU10.
Yeah.
So you could like write on the card, I'm purchasing EU10 or a warranty or whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The bats. I always be the stoked bats to see the bats sick, in East Bay.
You know what else I loved, oddly? I mean, I loved all things East Bay. But like, I like camping and stuff. But like, they started getting some fashion stuff in there.
Oh.
Like, not like, I mean, like, I remember they had FUBU and stuff in there. But they started getting like North Face.
Yeah.
They like sell some like jeans and stuff. I'd be like, dude, this is kind of cool too. I loved it. I loved every aspect of East Bay.
Was it mostly baseball?
It was mostly football, baseball, soccer.
I mean, a little basketball. Basketball stuff.
But it was very seasonal.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So like during basketball season, it was like 70% basketball. Yeah. Shoes, all everything else. So like those years, I mean, I wasn't a basketball guy. I still loved to see everything.
Yeah.
But I cared less about those months. Whereas like the month or two before football season, that's like, I'm like, oh, dude.
They had equipment in there, like training stuff.
Find new brands, dude. I remember finding Under Armour in East Bay.
Yep.
And I asked my mom, I was like, yo, for Christmas, can I have Under Armour? I was like, we had never seen it before. And I had like 3 Under Armours that Christmas. And
yeah.
It was like, that's all I got. And I was like, this is so tight, dude. Yeah,
and you already know me, dude. I was looking through that for shoes.
Yeah. Well, see, basketball
shoes and jerseys, dude.
But even if you don't play basketball, you still, like, everyone still likes basketball shoes.
Yeah.
You can actually wear them not playing your sport. It's the only shoe that's like that. Obviously, you can't wear your cleats.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, so that's true.
You can wear your basketball shoes if you're not a basketball player. You can still wear basketball shoes.
I also feel like Foot Locker was more of a go-to for basketball players than like could have been.
Yeah.
We had team shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did that for cleats. No. There was a team.
That would suck.
That's its own back in my day. We had team shoes.
I mean, I remember we did it for baseball one year, and I remember like, this is terrible. Like, my foot is wide. They picked Pumas. This is terrible. Yeah, the seniors picked it. I'm like, this is awful, but they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like the next year, enough people complained. The coach is like, no, just wear your own cleats.
Every year we had the same exact shoe. Everybody on the team had the same shoe.
Did you not have terrible problems?
No.
Did anyone?
No. It was usually a Nike shoe fine.
Can you imagine though? Because baseball is the same way as basketball where there is some wild stuff, which I love, by the way. Like
there is. Back then there wasn't.
I'm here for it. No. But can you imagine going back in time and just walking out of the locker room with your baseball or basketball coach, and you have on today's every kid different stuff. Everybody has different something different.
Highlighter pink.
Can you imagine what your coach would do?
Yeah.
Where in basketball, he's got a suit on, and he's like,
"Yeah,
what the hell? You have LeBrons that are two different color schemes."
Also, though, don't you think your friends would flame you too? Like
back
that
then?
Was not cool back then, dude.
Your cleats like, needed to be the school color, dog? At least.
Yeah.
At the very least. Nobody had like something special. It might have had their own design in certain sports, but it was always the team color.
Yeah.
Right.
At the very least.
And this is a part of a little bit of my hang up too now. And I don't know if I like this about myself, but I do kind of get chapped, man, when I'm watching baseball or basketball and in football, which football is a little not as crazy.
No,
baseball and basketball are wild.
For jerseys?
For shoes.
For
cleats and stuff, because I just don't love like, okay, your team's color scheme is green and black and you're wearing like yellow and like neon yellow shoes. I'm like, that has like
I will say, dude, I always knew I'd be a guy because like I don't care. I disagree with you guys. Wear whatever shoe you want. I think it's dope.
Yeah.
But I knew I'd be that guy because I'll never forget Adidas came out with it was like one of the they'd have the ounces on there. So you knew if you're gonna buy a heavy cleat or a light cleat. Adidas came out with the lightest cleat ever made. It was like all mesh with all white with only like 3 gold bars.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottoms were like the hard plastic, like highlighter yellow. And I remember being like, these are the cleats I want. And my dad being like, you cannot be on the field with yellow. I'm like, dad, my feet are going to be on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like we argued about it and he let me have them. And I'm like, this is so cool.
But that's not that all white. That's
but that
not
was the beginning. Like, that was insane for that time. Like,
true.
Yeah.
I was the only guy on the field with them.
But I'm talking
and my
like.
My dad thought I was a moron.
Yeah. I'm talking like now it looks like the graffiti Like these shoes look like graffiti in every color in the rainbow. But that's what I'm saying.
I agree with those guys. Like, let them. Like, I think it's fun for them.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Which the shoe itself, I love. I'm there for it. But matched with your team's uniform, I'm like, there's something in me that's saying this isn't right.
Yeah,
and I think that's. I feel like an old guy.
No, it definitely looks way sharper.
I'm the old guy. Like with this for sure. I'm for sure the old guy. Again, the shoes look tight. I'm not saying they don't look tight. I just think with the uniform, it looks way out of place.
I also like my basketball team. They got all black Nikes for their shoes. And I remember being like, if you're going to pick a team shoe, like pick something cool, dog.
Yeah.
Like, why are you picking this?
Ours were still like our
probably,
team.
Probably the coach was like, we're getting all black Nikes.
Yeah. And if your coach was like old school, like that's ours were at least our team colors.
Yeah.
But they were plain. They were basic, man.
Yeah. There is mine were always navy and white every year. Just some different Nike shoe that was navy and white.
Yeah. I bought you them flashy Grizzly socks, bro. Remember
that? That's right. Yeah. I'm Dylan.
I was trying to swag you up, that's dude.
Fine. Yeah.
So, okay. So that's your number one, East Bay catalog.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Love it.
Nice.
Mount Rushmore.
My number one is, this is kind of niche, but I think a lot of people would still agree. My number one of things back in my day is I remember is blowing into the N64 cartridge or any of those old cartridges. It would fix it, or I thought it would.
Cure all, dude.
Pull that thing out, blow into it. And make that sound because it had like a little slot in it. And then there's another spot underneath. You flip it over. There's a little thing underneath that had another slot in it. Blow in that.
I remember
blow in the top. Yep. Put it in. Worked perfectly. And it was like those cartridges would probably survive a nuclear bomb. They last forever. Those little like the N64, even going back further than that, like Super Nintendo, they had the big cartridges that you put in.
The big ones, dude.
The big ones that you just slam in that thing and... I don't know. I just remember doing that. And that was like blowing everything. So it did work. Take it out of the back of the...
There was, blow on everything.
I'm serious. Remember the three, like the red, yellow, and white cords that you had to plug into the back of the TV?
Yes.
Right? It was like video, audio, and like
you
stereo.
You have to re-spin them every once in a while?
Yeah, put that thing in there. Take those out. Blow in there. Put them back in. And I mean, take out the bottom of the
dust
back.
Everywhere, dude.
There was dust all over the place. And I just thought that was just fixing everything.
Yeah.
But
that was such a unique thing back then that it doesn't.
Yeah, 100%.
Anything that you could possibly do that, I still do it now.
And you roll your eyes at your friends because they're like, well, did you blow it? You're like, you think that's not the first thing I did?
Yeah,
like, of course I blew it.
Yeah. Like the switch isn't working. It's like a little cartridge isn't working the switch because they have a little memory card.
I do that too. They're tiny.
Take it out. Put it in there. I'm
Does your
sure
son ever
do
question
anything.
Like what's going on?
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. This is probably gonna fix it. This fixed everything.
Yeah.
On the N64.
Back in my day.
And we acted like we had these things. They're like in our basement. You know, they're like the most secure place ever. We acted like they're in the middle of a dust storm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like and also like how sensitive are these things too? If it's really the problem,
I would say not very sensitive because that's it, dude. Like,
do you think actually
of all the technology I could think of failures? That was the only thing. Is like, hey, dude, just make sure the wires are clean. I think that's like Dave said, nuclear blast, bro. Like those, those things were getting chucked around basements all across America.
And they couldn't break. I mean, really, they take some serious wear and tear. The discs, obviously, this were just they're better as far as they could hold more storage. They're faster, things like that. But they're way more fragile. They could snap in half. They can get the scratches, which can ruin it. But
your homie puts one carpet down. Dude, we might fight over this.
Oh,
your favorite
game. You gotta put that thing upside down.
Dude, what are you thinking? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Putting the shiny side on the ground. That's a sin.
I used to get that's so heated.
But the N64 cartridges, dude. Here, which one do you want? Toss it to him. I'll blow it.
Quick blow.
Boom.
Bang.
We're ready.
Yeah.
Like it's just indestructible. I just that technology is just so funny.
And I wasn't a gamer, but I feel you on this, dog. It's 100%.
And how cool did it look too? Because like you have your station, and it's like bang, my game is right. I know what's in there.
It looked cool.
They came out with colored ones
because it poked at the top.
Yellow, bright yellow.
I remember the first one I saw like a blue one. I was like, yo, how'd you do that? He's like, oh, that's that new. Dude. That's
Tony Hawk was blue,
dude.
Yeah, so it was, I don't know. The N64, I have so much nostalgia around that particular gaming system. Because the first one I got, the controller is goofy.
We're different.
The controller, for some reason, it's like a badly. It's bad.
Did you
it's
need
bad.
The third handle?
No.
Why ever would you use that?
It's a
Why
badly designed. There? It's a badly designed controller. I don't know, but obviously it's better now. But the Z button on the back of the middle one was a Z button.
Yep, I remember that.
Did you ever have the Rumble Pack?
How about
Yes, the Rumble Pack.
Oh, the Rumble Pack. You got to get that controller.
Oh, yeah.
It's way better.
And it felt blitz, too.
Yeah, hey, don't forget to blow.
Yep, anything that you stuck in, you got to blow in it.
Dude, I remember going to my buddy's house, and he had like a Xbox, like the OG Xbox, but he had two different HDMIs. His parents bought him, and it was in his room. So I was like, this is tight. You have a TV in your room. It has two HDMIs. So you can watch several things along with TV. He had his new Xbox plugged in and his N64 plugged in, and we would just have different games. And we like it'd be like a team football party. All the parents are downstairs, all the boys are upstairs. Mm-hmm. We would like gamble. Like we'd be playing some video game for fun. I'm like, dude, I could whoop you in whatever. Mm. Flip it over and race each other.
Yeah.
A Mario Kart or whatever, Crash Bandicoot, whatever it was. It's like, all right, go back. Start playing that. I'm like, this is insane, dude.
Yeah, dude. I loved it. The stick, you held it, for some reason, you held the middle, because there's three of them. You held the middle one and the one on the right.
Yeah.
You never held the one on the left.
Was never used.
The left one, like the L button was hard to hit because it was like not in the D-pad, the yellow.
But it wasn't
D-pad.
Really involved in the games, really.
Well, yeah, they couldn't because you couldn't even hit it.
But also, hey, how about when they would have, remember when they had the sample games, you know, like Walmart and stuff? You go up and you stand like this and you're playing the game.
Yeah.
And you walk up. I remember walking up. And like that joystick is like floppy.
I was just gonna say that. Yes, that
comes loose.
That joystick was terrible. It broke so quickly.
Yeah,
it'd just be like
floppy, like going
around, and it wasn't. But again, so many good memories playing.
Yeah, but
playing
with
in 64.
Talking about that controller because the left top button was the ZL or whatever
it was
called.
Just L. Yeah.
Yeah, but that one you're like. You got to take your hand off to like get to it because you can't.
I don't remember ever having to use it.
Yeah, because you had the Z button that was back in the back, and they had the
R bumper.
And then you had the normal A and B and all those. But like, the controller was terribly designed. But again, that game system seemed to last forever. Also, it seemed to like be it dominated for a long time. Like, there was like nothing else because there was no Xbox, right? There was no the Xbox,
right?
You know, there was no precursor to that. There was like the N64 and the PlayStation 1 were like competing with each other.
Yeah.
But that was it. There was no Microsoft until the Xbox came out.
Yeah.
I would like to see a case study on that, like how all that happened.
Because then the next one was the Nintendo GameCube. It was the GameCube, PlayStation 2, and that's when the Xbox
GameCube
released.
Sucked.
They did pretty good.
I had a GameCube. I loved it, but it wasn't
pretty
as
good
powerful.
Coverage.
It wasn't as powerful as the other ones.
The Madden documentary that's on Prime, I think. They did a pretty good coverage on the game systems. When they came out, which ones they were on, and during
I need
the times
to go watch
stuff.
That. I've never seen.
Oh,
that.
You've never seen the Madden one? Oh, it's good. It'll give you the feels, man.
Right. It is cool. Like the era was like so. Like N64, PlayStation, and the next era was GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox. The next era, which is where I really got into gaming, was 360, Xbox 360,
the white
PlayStation
one?
3, and I guess Nintendo kind of fell. Didn't they kind of fell off at that point? Those two really dominated.
Yeah,
I think that was when the Wii maybe. Was it kind of in there?
Oh.
But yeah, the Xbox 360 was when I really got into gaming. And you had the Red Rings of Death. Remember that? You could send it in. They'd fix it. Send it back.
I remember that, dude.
Yeah.
My buddy.
Xbox 360, I would put that in the Mount Rushmore of gaming systems.
I had my OG Xbox. Mm-hmm. And I called. It got the Red Ring of Death. I was trying to show Murph something. I called Xbox and I told them, like, yo, I got the Red Ring of Death. He's like, dude, get out of here. Like, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, this is, he's just like, I'm not even, he just hung up on me. Like, dude, no thanks.
Yeah.
Sold out a garage sale, dude. I don't care.
It's like, what is it, 2006?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like, yeah.
Come on, there's a game I want to show my son.
Yeah, that's funny. He's like, okay, well, great, because all of our Xboxes now are backwards compatible. So you can buy the newest one and play all your games.
So go spend $800 and you'll be fine.
Exactly. So anyway, my number one was blowing into the cartridges, but really the whole Nintendo 64 is really like what I have.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. I love that gaming system.
So number one.
What's your number one, big boy?
All right, my number one. Back in my day, I could walk into this place with a $5 bill and I could walk out of this place with a foot-long sub, an entire loaf of bread with meat and cheese on it for $5. And it had to be the best deal in food all time. It was amazing.
Five dollars. You and Jared taking walks together, bro.
I was going to say, this America got convinced that eating a loaf of bread could help you lose weight,
dude,
like Jared did, who was also doing a lot of criminal activities
he was losing scumbag. Weight.
So there's a lot of, there's some dark pieces to this $5 foot long.
But also, like, dude, I remember this sweeping the nation because my mom, who's a health freak,
yeah,
like was like, we're going to go to Subway. Like, we're out and about. Like, uh-huh. Dude, let's hit Wendy's. Let's hit Blake's. Let's do, like, no, we're going to Subway. I'm like, Subway's the worst, mom. I don't want a sandwich for dinner. I always get the meatball sub because, like, I refuse to have anything else.
Yeah.
And she was convinced it was way healthier. And I finally got old enough to be like, yeah, mom, all that processed food,
yeah,
the dressings that you're putting on it and the loaf of bread, dude, I, for the same calories, get me a triple cheeseburger,
yeah,
at Freddy's. Like,
it was a different time, man. But I'm just thinking of, like, that, you know, how big this thing was. And
whoa, time out. Put your hands back up. That's how long you think a foot is?
Yeah, like that. No.
It's like a foot.
It's, when it comes to health, it's always compared to what? Like, Subway compared to other fast food was healthier.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not calorie wise, but it was still healthier than, like, McDonald's was.
Like, dude, remember? Everyone had the biggie size, the Route 44 size.
Super yeah.
Everyone. And then, like,
they kind of went
something
away.
Something happened, like someone sued someone or something.
Well, it was a movie. The documentary.
Super Size. Oh, Super Size. Was
Super
that
Size
it?
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that and coming out. That was
a, I believe that had a big influence of getting rid of a lot of those.
They showed that dude, like, mm-hmm, changing his whole demeanor. And, yeah. And, yeah, he,
but, dude, you know who stands on business? Whataburger. They have the liter of cola, massive size. You can order, like, extra, extra large French fries. Dude, they still, and they're in Texas. I think they're based in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, they didn't ever care.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere else, I remember being like, the biggie size or whatever, like, going away. That was sad.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, came out in 2008 when they had the $5 foot long promo, and it went for a while.
Okay.
But to just, like, per perspective, now the average footlong sub, if you went in to go to Subway today, would be $12.
Jeez, man.
So, with inflation?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just that's the cost now.
That's the
yeah.
cost of it.
And they got rid, I mean, they knew there were, there's, like, a whole story behind the guy who pitched it or whatever to Subway at the time.
Well, you also can't get the OGs anymore, right? I was just in a Subway with my boss, and, like, you can't, like, everything's new.
Because I used to get the Italian. That was my favorite. It's like salami, pepperoni.
They still have, like, I was under the impression, like, they don't make those anymore.
Dude, I haven't been in a Subway in probably like 5 years. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was there the other day.
I know,
yeah,
they got there. Every damn athlete as, like, their pro. Like, you see, Steph Curry's on there all the time.
Yeah, they
got
to be banging them out. I mean, the overhead's tiny. Bread's easy. Yeah, cold cuts are easy. Like, they, you got to mash production.
And it probably is healthier as far as, like, it's not as greasy. You know what I mean? As, like,
yeah,
you know, it's as far as, like, sure, those frozen patties. Like,
well, they make bowls now.
French fries and stuff.
They
it's
make
gotta
bowls
be healthier
now.
Than that.
Yeah, they have breakfast.
Get an Italian.
You ever had Subway breakfast?
No. Yeah, I have, and it's good, but it's not really fair because I like all breakfast pretty much.
I do too.
So, like,
if you put egg and bacon,
like, this is good.
You put egg and bacon about damn near anything, and I'm eating it.
Yeah,
and I'm cool with it. So, yeah, that's my number one.
Love it.
Nice.
Hey, $5 footlongs, bros.
It's a good list. Some from back in the day. But that's going to bring us to the end of another episode. Thanks for sticking around. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And other than that, we will see you all next time.
Toodles.
At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.